Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone. My name is Dennis Neufeld. I am sitting here in our palatial kitchen studio with Rick, and on the phone is Larry and Dr. Don. And we are glad that you've taken a few minutes out of your busy schedule on this beautiful August 13, 2021. We encourage you to get your Bible because that is the textbook that we use. And without it, you're going to possibly have a hard time following along. And we want you to have an easy time recognizing truth from fiction. Our websites are spiritoftruthministry.net. That's our original, that is our primary website. That's where our book is located, The Spirit of the Church by Rick Sterling and me, Dennis Neufeld. There's lots and lots of good writing by Rick as well. We also have our secondary website, our original website at spiritoftruthministry.net/SM. There you are going to find lots and lots of good writing and a lot of good reading and some good information. And we hope that you make use of those as resources. Father in heaven, Jesus, Holy Spirit, today is one day closer to the appearing of your kingdom on this earth. We know that kingdom exists. We know that there is a faithful and wise bondservant somewhere that is preparing to lead that kingdom into the future that includes the growing of the little stone into the great mountain and filling the whole earth. Thank you for providing for us the information that we need to be able to understand how this works on the life road instead of the death road. And I pray, Father, that you will open this message to a wider audience, indeed the whole world, so that those who are seeking truth can find it. And I pray, Father, for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
And good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning.
Actually, my uncle, Paul, said that how are you is a throwaway line. So I'm going to teach you the line that he gave me. And here it is. Larry, how are you and why?
I'm not a philosopher.
Well, it's not philosophy. It's just people throw that away. They're not really interested in how people are doing. So they say, hi, how are you? And go on with their lives. Uncle Paul said, how are you and why? Because he truly was interested in how people were doing. And I will include that same thing for you, Dr. Don. How are you and why?
I'm one day older.
I get that.
And I'm enjoying a gorgeous morning, so I'm waiting for a great study.
And hopefully that will happen here shortly. Go ahead.
Rumor has it there's a lot of rocking and rolling going on in the earth.
It could be.
Did you get the memo?
Actually, I didn't feel it.
Did you get the memo telling that there's a lot of things going on in the earth?
Yes.
Okay. So hopefully we'll touch on some of that this morning.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk to you later. If you need to say anything to us, go ahead and hit press number one, and that will indicate you want to get on the online. And again, good morning, Rick. You've been writing some really good stuff on the Facebook group page. So I'm going to also call our listeners' attention to the Spirit of Truth Ministry. And if you want to be notified that something that Rick has written is, you know, something new has appeared, all you need to do is request membership and we will grant it. And whenever he posts, you will get a message and be able to read it. And what you've written in the last, you've been doing this, what, six times now, six or seven?
Yeah.
And it is, these are very short. They are less than op-ed length. An op-ed is 1,000 words. So these are less than 1,000 words. You should be able to read any of them within, you know, in 5 minutes or so. And if you want to, you can save them in order. If you want to, you know, open a Word document or a Pages document and copy and paste, you are welcome to do that. We do not copyright anything here. All we recommend is that if you quote something that Rick says or something that is said on these shows, just cite us. That's all. Just say, I got this from Spirit of Truth, because what that does is it gets the name out there. Anyway, here we go.
The Holy Spirit is amazing and wonderful and beyond description.
And by the way, that is an understatement.
She gave me something just after we started. And so, of course, I don't have the exact text to give you. I can do that tomorrow, or Dennis is able to find it real quick. What I need is, where God told Abraham why his offspring would be in Egypt, because the nations living in the quote-unquote promised land had not filled their cup, their iniquity. And then there is another one, I think, when Abraham is, or Moses is contacted in the wilderness by God in the fire in the shrubbery. You know, we have spent a lot of time in Daniel, and that we have been taking a really different look from a much different perspective on the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and the visions given to Daniel, recorded in chapter 7, chapter 8, and using chapter 9 as a proof for prophecy that God gives that can be fulfilled up to a certain point. But if the final purpose of the prophecy is not met, then the outcome of the prophecy will be different than the one that is presented. Did you find it, Dennis?
The burning bush is Exodus 3.
Yes.
And then the other one, can you give me that? Give me another.
When God told Abraham how long, I think your offspring will serve the prince of Egypt for 400 years. And I think it's in there. The verse that I am going to read from first is found in Daniel chapter 8. And incidentally,
it is, by the way, Genesis 15:13, God said to Abram, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a strange land, not their own, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. That is Genesis 15:13.
And then somewhere it says, and when the nations have filled their cup of iniquity, then they will be freed from captivity. In other words, what God is saying is, I will not dispossess the nations that are living in Canaan until they have filled their cup of iniquity. Then I can judge them, and then I will judge them and will drive them out of the land so that the offspring of Abraham can move in.
Here it is. It is found in Genesis 15:16. Then in the fourth generation, they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete.
Yeah. That's what I want right there. And you know, the thing is, this is not the only verse. There are, in fact, if there's any references, you know, see to another verse, another text. We'll do that too, because I'm going to read here from Daniel 8, verse 25, starting with verse 25. This is blowing me away because it happened this morning. And so I'm trying to put things together here. This is from the vision of the ram and the he-goat. Now, we know that the ram was a beast representing the kingdom of Medo-Persia. First, the Medes were in authority, and then through ascendancy, the Persians became the chief authority in Persia, in that kingdom. And then there was a he-goat with one prominent horn between his eyes, and he struck the ram and broke the horns, and then the he-goat came into ascendancy, but at the height of his power, the horn was broken by the roots. The horn was basically uprooted, which means he left no heir to continue on as the ruler of that kingdom, which is Greece. And there were four horns that came up from the, pointed to the four winds. And there seems to be a long interlude in chapter 8. I know why. There's an interlude.
Okay.
And it'll answer the question that many people have been asking. Why is God allowing what is happening right now to happen? And I'm going to tell you. He is letting deep state globalists fill their cup of iniquity.
Makes total sense. Absolutely makes total sense. And this is what a lot of the pundits on the right side have been saying. You know, they're the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is allowing this to happen because they have to get enough rope to hang themselves with. And without that, you can just say...
And the sleeping people need to see
right.
how evil these communists are.
Right. So
here's the reason for the pause. Because it moves from the horn that snapped and the four horns that sprouted in its place are four kingdoms rising from his nation but not having his power. Then we go to verse 25. We're in Daniel 8. From verse 25. At the end of their reign, when the measure of their sins is full, a king shall arise, a proud-faced, ingenious-minded man. Now, that is a reality that was going to happen, but didn't.
Yeah, by the way, that text is Daniel 8:23.
23, sorry. Yes.
The broken horn and the four, excuse me, in the latter period of their rule, when the transgressions have run their course. That's the NASB, which yes. means exactly the same thing. When they have given themselves enough rope to hang themselves with.
So here's what I'm going to explain. If we were in the reality of Revelation 13, where we have the beast coming out of the sea, and then that is followed by a beast coming out of the earth, and the beast coming out of the earth gives an order that everyone needs to receive a mark so they can buy or sell. Do you see that today with the injection?
Yeah.
In fact, I read in the Gateway Pundit News that Sydney, Australia has just made that a law, that you cannot buy or sell, you cannot work at a job, you cannot do anything unless you've had the injection, the inoculation. And they're really trying to push it. I mean, you've seen it in the news about the military in the U.S., the businesses, hospitals, airlines, everything. They're saying we are going to require the inoculation or you won't, or you'll be fired.
And the latest one that I heard on the news this morning is that they are now touting people who have already had their injections will probably need a booster.
Mm-hmm.
In order to maintain their immunity.
Now,
immunity?
Yeah.
Huh.
So here's the thing. You know, if this is the mark of the beast, then Dennis has the mark of the beast.
Right.
You know, so but I'm see,
there's
trying
a,
to make.
But see, there's a problem with this being the mark of the beast. I mean, it appears that this could be the mark of the beast.
So what have I said all along? The globalists have a plan which was disrupted with the election of Donald Trump. Their globalist plan was disrupted with the election of Donald Trump. Why was it disrupted? How was that allowed? Because, as I've said before, in the words of one of the elite themselves, God intervened. Why did God intervene? Because the majority of the people of the world are not wicked. In fact, their cup of iniquity is very, very low, and God is not going to bring down the hammer on them because they're fully wicked. In the words of the Son of God, in talking about the time of the end, as it was in the days of Noah, you know, the people are eating and drinking and marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah went into the ark, and no one knew anything about what was to happen, what was coming upon them, until the flood came and swept them all away. And then he also said, in talking about the level of wickedness in the end of days, that the love of most, or the heart of most, would grow cold.
That is in Matthew 24:4-5 or something like that. I can find it. But what I was thinking about this, the idea that in order for a prophecy to be fulfilled, and you can find it. In fact, I'll go ahead and find it, post it. It's the seven rules for interpreting prophecy. One of the rules is that, and these rules, Rick put them together, collated them, but he found in the Bible. It's all biblical. It is not.
They're not my rules.
They're not your rules. Prophecy must be fulfilled in the order in which it is given.
And that what Dennis is saying is that if prophet, like for instance, the seven trumpets, and it says the first trumpet, this happens, second trumpet, this happens, third trumpet, this happens. In Revelation, we have the casting down of the censer, and then the first angel prepares to blow the trumpet. And the events connected to that first trumpet didn't happen. Neither did the casting down of the censer. We don't have the sealing of the 144,000. There are not 144,000 people around the world. They've been warning people. And the mark of the beast doesn't show up until the fifth trumpet. And the fifth trumpet is the last 5 months. Why is the fifth trumpet the last 5 months? Because that last 5 months is the time in which the wicked fill their cup to the full. That's
right.
What it is.
Right.
And the mark of the beast is the evidence.
The signal to that.
That the cup is to the full.
Yes.
We're not in that reality, and I can guarantee you that, because we haven't had the casting down of the censer and the event connecting with that. We don't have the sealing of the 144,000, and we haven't had the four dreadful judgments.
And so, ergo, the idea that the jab is the mark of the beast does not fit prophecy.
And it cannot carry the penalty, the God-given penalty to all those who receive it.
Right.
Because we are not in that reality.
Correct.
We are in a different reality. We went into that different reality with the election of Donald Trump.
Now, it may not be good for you, but God will not kill you for it.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
It is all, really, I think what it is doing, and along with everything else the deep state is doing.
It's separating.
Well, no. The cup of iniquity needs to be full.
Correct.
Before God will act.
Right. Correct.
That is the absolute bottom line. God can do anything. God will not enforce a judgment on someone until it is allowed. I mean, he knew that he was going to drive the nations out of Canaan when the 400 years was over and the Israelites would enter.
8:22. This is after the broken horn and the four horns that arose in its place, representing four kingdoms, which will arise from his nation, although not through his power. This is that being of Daniel 8. Okay. In the latter part of their rule, when the transgressors have run their course. You see,
when the measure of their sins is full.
A king will arise insolent and skilled in intrigue.
Now see, that is the fifth trumpet.
Exactly.
That is opening of the abyss. Now what did we just hear? I don't know how many of you have heard this. I've talked about it before. But the fifth trumpet on my chart that I put together, which is available to you. I mean, all the timing is no longer relevant, but the sequence and the events that were tied to those are relevant. Was May, I believe, the 4th or 5th of 2019. That was when the fifth angel would blow the trumpet. You find this in Revelation chapter 9, or starting with verse 1. And that this angel that gives a key to Satan, basically, the key to the abyss, to unlock the abyss so that it frees all the demonic horde out. And it says specifically that when the abyss is opened and they come out, they have tails like scorpions with stings. And the only people that they can sting are those who, in effect, have not made up their mind yet, do not have the seal of living God, because they can't touch those. And the ones without the seal of the living God and have not totally given themselves over to the satanic cabal yet are going to be tortured with the pain like the sting of a scorpion, and it's unrelenting. This would have happened over the next almost 5 months, because at the end of the fifth month, that's the seventh angel has sounded the trumpet announcing that the kingdom of the world is now the kingdom of our Lord and of his anointed, and they shall reign forever and ever. So the cup was full, and the announcement was made. Now the seventh angel will blow the trumpet, because the announcement of the king, the victory of the kingdom of God will happen regardless. So we don't have the sequence of the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, but the seventh angel, which is separate from the sixth, if you look at it, the seventh angel's trumpet, it comes, I think, at the beginning of chapter 8. Oh, no, that's the seal. The seventh angel's trumpet is in chapter 11, around verse 15 or
yeah,
so.
17 is 11:17.
Yes.
Changing kingdoms.
So in Revelation 10, it says when the seventh angel is about to sound.
Now, just an observation. Recently, a few years ago, there was a major fire at Notre Dame in Paris.
That's what I was going to say.
And the issue there is, on a specific night, a satanic ritual involving killing of an innocent female and drinking her blood in that base, in the basement of the Notre Dame Cathedral. And at that point, a portal would have been opened and Satan would have been released. And the evil cabal was trying to do that.
And what was the date?
May.
No.
Not May, but.
It was April 19.
Okay, right. Before the May.
April 19, 20. No, or April 15. It was.
Right in there.
Right in there. 2019.
Right. Before it would have happened on the.
And the reason,
timeline.
The reason they were doing that is because they knew
if they didn't,
they were in a different reality, and they knew in that reality, the reality we are in, the fifth trumpet doesn't blow. We're in different reality, so the fifth trumpet doesn't blow. So the key to unlock the abyss is not going to be given to the ruler of the abyss. So the ruler of the abyss was having his people going to do this ritual to open the portal so he could get his demonic horde out and do what had been planned to happen. He was going to force it, and God did not let him. You see, God is involved in this 100%. And the involvement of God is that he's helping the quote unquote
good guys
to check, put into check the evil, wicked people, the satanic cabal and their minion horde.
And, you know, I know for especially our new listeners who have not actually been listening since August 14, 2020, this sounds a bit strange and science fiction-y. However, there is a crossover in reality. For instance, one of the crossovers is med beds, auto docs, auto doctors, that we will see soon. Okay? It's technology. It isn't magic. It's technology that has been withheld from the people of the world by the evil cabal because they don't want people to be healthy. That is, and you can look it up and you can see the proofs. And they have them operating even today, right now. Very, very limited. People who are doing that are fighting against the evil cabal. The fire in that prevented that satanic ritual from taking place was not started by an evil person. It was started by people who are fighting for righteousness, knew about this situation and prevented it. Okay?
So the abyss remained
closed. And way back, I mean, years and years ago, one of the reasons why they started the CERN Hadron Collider was so that they could open a portal.
And CERN is scheduled to be deactivated.
Deactivated, right. Because it didn't produce what they needed it to produce.
Now, what I'm saying may sound very sensational and provocative. And it does. I agree with you. It does. From what I understand, there's a lot going on in the dark that most of the people of the world have no idea is going on. I've talked about the Project Looking Glass computers before, the AI computers, which are probably smoking right about now because they are running every single possibility, probability, anything and everything that they can imagine. If this happens, that happens. In a desperate attempt not to stop the good guys, but to stop God and prevent God from doing what he is about to do. They feel that if they can get every person on earth inoculated, turn on the 5G, they will have them all under mind control. That's why they're trying to force this. They're doing more than trying, although they haven't. They're not going to be allowed to just understand that. They're saber-rattling and so on and so forth, but understand God is involved in this. And you may be wondering, well, where is God? Because why is he letting it get this bad? He needs to let it get this bad so they fill their cup. And the harder they work and the faster they work at trying to get this accomplished, the faster that cup is filling. Now, I don't know when the cup will be full. Only God knows that. But I can say that it is about to the rim of the cup of wickedness. And when that happens, God doesn't let it spill over. When it gets to the full, then God acts.
Have you ever put some, say, milk in a small cup and you fill it right to the top and you get a a dome on the top of the cup. I mean, you fill it right up and there is actually a dome. That is the full cup. One single drop will have it spill over. And God cannot allow that to happen. He can allow it.
Well, he will not.
He will not allow that to happen. It will go right to that very edge.
Now, if I recall correctly, and I cannot verify this right now, but if I recall, I've talked about Kim Clement and his prophecies. And he did prophesy, I know for certain, about two presidents in the United States, and they would be
concurrent
at the same time.
Right, they'd be concurrent.
And the evil, that like this evil cloud that would come from the east, I believe is what he said, this evil cloud that he saw would be coming from the east. And it would look like it was about ready to engulf the whole nation of the United States. And then God would step in and say, enough. If he did indeed say something to that effect, that would confirm from him what I'm talking about. The evil cloud coming from the east would be China's involvement in trying to take over the United States.
Which is the main reason for the COVID-19 virus.
Now, you might say, well, Rick, if something comes from China, it comes from the West. No. It comes from the East. Because China are the kings in the East. Isn't it called East? And why do they call the Middle East the Middle East?
Because
something comes from the Middle East.
It's between the East and the West.
Right. So if something comes from the East, it doesn't mean that that's its point of origin. So if they said it comes from the West, what would you naturally think? It's coming from the West.
Europe and the United States.
Europe, yeah. Europe or the United States. So what that would describe is the filling of the cup, and that the kings in the east, which we find in the fifth bowl, right?
Right.
Sixth bowl. We find that in the sixth bowl of wrath, the drying up of the river Euphrates, which is the Middle East, but it's using representative terms to interpret into what actually happens. So it's taking the power out of the Middle East. What's happening in the Middle East, by the way?
By the way, that is Revelation 16:12. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way could be prepared for the kings from the east.
So in the death road reality, the globalist cabal's plan was to start a big war in the Middle East involving Israel and the others, and that would be the sixth trumpet. And remember, I've talked about many years ago that the trumpets affect the same thing and happen in the same order as the bowls of wrath. So what the first trumpet does will be connected to what the first bowl of wrath would affect. So the sixth trumpet is the release of the waters, the great waters of the River Euphrates. And this is this war with the blood that flows like
right.
the height of a horse's bridle, and then
it's a world war, and we have not seen that.
But it would be seemingly in the Middle East area if it's the release of the
right
water of the Euphrates, and then the sixth bowl is drying that up. So that basically the world war, those involved in that war have basically exhausted themselves. And that's drying up that power. And then the kings from the east, allowing the kings from the east to come in. And then it talks about the preparing them for the great day, the battle of Armageddon, which never, incidentally, would be fought, because before the first shot can be fired, we see the sign of the anointed king in the clouds. And he also is seen in the east, coming from the east. So this king that will arise, that is not part of the reality that we are in. He is involved in the war. And remember, I have talked about the war. There was a war in the heavens between Michael and his angels against the dragon and his angels, but the dragon and his angels were not strong enough, and so they were cast down to the earth because there was no longer any place found for them in the heavens. Why were they allowed to come to the earth? Because they had already captured the allegiance, if you will, of the people of the earth. The kingdom of the world is ruled by the ruler of this world. God has never called himself the ruler of the world, never. And every time God has used that term, he's been referring to the devil, the ruler of the world. That image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream was an image depicting a sequential, you could say regression, but progression, regression, however you want to talk, because it goes from gold to a lesser valuable metal to a lesser and a lesser. And so on. And then you get down to the feet, basically you just have iron mixed with common clay. In the days of the feet, God has a kingdom. And here's something I noted, and I called Dennis and I let him know this so that he could look it up and mull it over. In let's start with verse 25 of Daniel 8. Such will be his resourcefulness of mind that all his treacherous actions will succeed. He will grow arrogant of heart, take many unawares, and destroy them. He will challenge the power of the prince of princes, but no hand intervening shall himself be broken. This explanation of the vision of the mornings and the evenings is true, but you must keep the vision secret, for there are still many days. There's that word, secret. For there are many days until the days of the end. What is the secret? And I want to, this is just, wow, you know, yeah, the Holy Spirit is still very actively working with me. I'm going to read this first, and then we're going to go to Revelation 10. Starting with verse 44 of Daniel 2. In the time of these kings, speaking of the feet of this image, the iron and the baked clay, verse 44 of Daniel 2. In the time of these kings, the God of the heavens will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and his kingdom will not pass into the hands of another race. It will shatter and absorb all the previous kingdoms and itself last forever, just as you saw the stone untouched by hand break from the mountain and shatter the iron, bronze, earthenware, silver, and gold. The great God has shown the king what shall take place. So what is it that destroys the image? The stone has cut itself out without hand.
Correct. The pebble.
What did we just read? He will challenge the power of the Prince of Princes, but no hand intervening shall himself be broken. What defeats the kingdom of the world? The stone that cut itself out without hand.
Correct.
Do you see? Shall himself be broken by something that appeared without hand.
In the New American Standard, it says he will be broken without human agency.
And what is the kingdom of God? A human agency?
No.
So, now turn to Revelation chapter 10. And let's start with verse 5. Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore by the one who lives forever and ever, and made heaven and all that is in it, and the earth and all that it bears, and the sea and all that it holds. The time of waiting is over. The time, what are we doing right now?
Waiting. We're waiting.
The time of waiting is over. At the time when the seventh angel is heard sounding his trumpet, God's secret intention will be fulfilled. What does fulfilled mean?
Well, in the New American Standard, it says...
Finished?
It says finished. Yeah. The mystery of God. Mm-hmm. Is finished, not will be, is finished.
Right. So it's not a future fulfillment. It is a
present,
punctiliar
right.
fulfillment. So what is God's secret intention? What did we read in Daniel 8? Remember what we read in Daniel 8? The instructions to Daniel? And I'll read it again. The explanation of the vision of the mornings and the evenings is true, but you must keep the vision secret, for there are still many days to go, or for it is for a long time in the future.
Right. It pertains to many days in the future.
So how long must the secret be kept?
In this case, a long time.
Until the secret is revealed.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
Until the secret, it says right there, I said, the seventh angel, when the seventh angel sounds, God's secret intention will be what?
Revealed.
fulfilled. Could it be that the interlude has meaning? In Daniel 8:22, the horn that snapped and the four horns that sprouted in its place are four kingdoms rising from this nation, but not having his power. Then interlude at the end of their reign. You know, when we read in Daniel 7, what do we read about the fourth beast?
It is mighty, and it...
What happens to it?
It is crushed.
Thrown into the blazing fire. It is no longer around.
Correct.
So we have the four horns. We have the four winds in Revelation. So this is another thing that the Holy Spirit brought to my attention a week or so ago. If you go to Revelation 7, I know we're about out of time, but I think we have enough time for this. Revelation 7, starting with verse 1. Next I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds. What were the four horns growing toward?
Four winds.
The four winds. Okay, so holding back the four winds of the world to keep them from blowing over the land or the sea or the trees. Then I saw another angel rising from the sun, or rising in the east, carrying the seal of the living God. Those who enter the kingdom are sealed. Got it?
Got it?
Got it? Those who enter the kingdom are sealed.
And an angel is a messenger.
Yes. He called in a powerful voice, also a servant. An angel is a servant. A messenger is a servant delivering a message. He called in a powerful voice to the four angels whose duty it was to devastate land and sea. What did the mighty angel swear by? And what? Where was he standing?
On the sea and on the
land. Land and sea, right. Wait before you do any damage on the land or at sea or to the trees. This is taking right out of Revelation 10 and what the mighty angel says. Until we have put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard how many were sealed. 144,000 out of all the tribes of Israel. So when are the four angels allowed to release the four winds?
After the sealing of the 144,000.
Have the 144,000 been sealed?
Nope.
But if you will look at my chart, my end time chart,
it's already had.
You'll see when that was supposed to take place.
It was already supposed to have happened, and it didn't.
So when are the four winds going to be released?
Not
they
on schedule.
Are not.
Not. Yeah.
They are not. Because we are not in the reality that my chart was
designed to reveal.
Designed to show. Does God ever go back on his word?
He changes his mind.
He does. But the hell of a judgment that we read about in Revelation doesn't occur until the 144,000 are sealed.
And since they won't ever be sealed that way, there will never be that judgment.
So therefore, what we are waiting for, that angel, the mighty angel in Revelation 10 says, the time of waiting is over. No more waiting. What we are waiting for is for the cup of iniquity of the globalist satanic cabal to be filled to the full. And when it is, God will judge them. And they will receive the judgment, the same judgment that the dragon and his angels received. But I would suspect and expect that it will be their final judgment, not that they will be held for judgment. Because the only reason that the angels, the wicked angels, were held for judgment is because they still had authority over the kingdom of the world. But at this point in time, this is when the stone strikes the image at its feet, when their cup is full, and that is destroyed. And then the nations, the good people of the nations, which is most of them, be absorbed into that stone, which is the kingdom that God sets up at the end of days, and it will grow into a huge mountain, which will fill the whole earth. I strongly encourage you, if you haven't, to look at our Spirit of Truth Ministry Facebook site, group page, and read those, because I'm talking about the Faith and Wise Servant on there. I will talk about it in the broadcast, but please share this with your friends. I know that the good people of the world, which is most of them, are really worried. And I know they're fighting against this, and they should protest against this. But understand, the wicked's cup is almost full. And the kingdom of God is already here. And the kingdom of the world will be destroyed. And those in the world who are not part of that globalist satanic cabal will be absorbed into that kingdom. And until it grows to a huge mountain that fills the whole earth, that is incredibly wonderful. And know that that is going to happen because God has said it is going to happen. He lets us know that wickedness doesn't overwhelm the world, that wickedness will be destroyed, and those who are not wicked will be able to enjoy a world free from sin and all of its effects. So tomorrow I will go through a little bit of the Faithful and Wise Servant, so I hope that you do not miss it, and invite your family, your friends, to listen or to download it, because I believe it will be of great encouragement to them.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you all for being here today. We encourage you to go to our website at spiritoftruthministry.net and read our book, Spirit of the Church, which will give you a good background into what we are and what we are doing. The writing that Rick has done on the Facebook page is extending from that, and we encourage you to go back to our Facebook page and take a look at all of that. We will be here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time for another edition of The Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling. On behalf of Spirit of Truth Ministry, this is Dennis wishing you all a good day, and we will see you tomorrow without fail. So long for now.